Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. About 80 homes in West Oak Lane have been without water following a large sinkhole widening in their neighborhood since yesterday. As KYW's Matt Coughlin reports, crews from the city's water department are working to restore water and fix the hole.
Residents in West Oak Lane near Worcester and Rodney Street say they heard a boom in the middle of the night. By morning, they realized their water wasn't flowing. The Philadelphia Water Department says a leak was reported about 2 a.m. in an 8-inch water main. Crews stopped the leak, but 80 properties were left without water service. Neighbors say it's an issue that's been ongoing since Thanksgiving. Laverne Taylor has lived on Rodney Street for 30 years.
My neighbor got up at 6 to get ready to go to work, and he had no water. So someone came down there and shut off all our waters, not telling us that we're shutting off your water before you got up in the morning.
Joel Bernard, who lives at the corner of Andrews and Rodney, says it's an ongoing inconvenience.
Water pressure has been bad for the past couple of weeks. Like, hardly any pressure. And it's just been inconvenience, too, with all the traffic. As you can see, everybody's coming around. Hardly can get a parking spot in front of my house.
The water department says the site was already excavated for ongoing water and sewer repairs. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A U.S. Army soldier from Bucks County has been charged with assault and resisting arrest after police say he fought an officer. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
An officer from the Central Bucks Regional Police Department was dispatched to North Main Street in Doylestown shortly after midnight on December 27th to respond to two men fighting. The arriving officer broke up the fight and ushered one of the men away. That's when police say 21-year-old Thomas Angel Rowe of Doylestown attacked the officer from behind and hit him in the head. According to officials, the officer grabbed Rowe by the waist, both went to the ground, and the officer told Rowe to stop fighting. But police say Rowe didn't listen, and instead punched the officer in the head several times, slammed his head into the icy pavement, and bit his arm. Officials say some bystanders were telling Rowe he was fighting a cop and he should stop, while others were filming the fight and not trying to intervene. When Rowe was eventually taken into custody, he was identified as an active platoon leader in the U.S. Army. Rowe was remanded to Bucks County Prison with a bail set at 10% of $75,000. He faces charges including felony assault and misdemeanor resisting arrest. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania's junior senator Dave McCormick is wrapping up his first year in office and took some time to talk with KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth to look back.
Senator McCormick says there's much more work to be done, but he's proud of his rookie season, putting out the first of what will be annual letters reviewing his performance.
I'd say we made a lot of progress on the promises. There's still some work to be done. But the thing that was kind of unique about the letter, I also talked about the things that, you know, didn't go well and the lessons that we learned from that.
McCormick points to his work to help land $92 billion of planned AI and energy investments in Pennsylvania. Among the lessons learned, he lists getting the tone wrong early on and being too polarized. McCormick says he supports regime change in Venezuela and the actions by President Trump, mainly for the people of Venezuela, but also
it needs to stop being a place of sanctuary for Iran, for China. This is not a place in our backyard where our adversaries should gain comfort.
As for the coming year, McCormick says battling the fentanyl crisis, energy reform, and reining in inflation are tops on his list. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia firefighters made a dramatic river rescue yesterday afternoon in Center City. KYW's John McDevitt watched the situation unfold.
It was just before 2 p.m. when first responders rushed to the Schuylkill River at the Market Street Bridge. There was a man in the water clinging to the wall of the bridge. A life preserver was thrown down by a firefighter, and the individual was able to grab onto it. Two firefighters then lowered themselves using ropes and rigging into the river. They made their way to the man, strapped him up, and the guy in the river was raised to safety by members of Rescue One, a special operations team for the Philadelphia Fire Department. People watching the rescue clapped when the man was out of the river.
Within, I would say, like 20, 25 minutes, got him up the wall, which seemed literally impossible, but it was amazing.
I mean, I'm a social worker, but even seeing this in real time and just seeing everyone standing together at the same time, kind of rooting on for this person, was incredible to see and feel at once.
How the man ended up in the river is under investigation. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.